Hey everyone, I have to share something that's really weighing on my heart. The UK Home Office is moving forward with a plan to use AI-powered facial recognition to estimate the ages of asylum seekers. It's just deeply troubling, especially since their own internal testing has confirmed that the system is highly inaccurate.
It is a serious matter, and your concern is well-founded. Age verification is absolutely critical in the UK immigration system. It determines whether an individual receives legal protections, the conditions of their detention, and their access to essential child welfare services. Getting it wrong has profound consequences.
And that's the heartbreaking part. The government's own tests revealed the software frequently misjudges ages by several years, incorrectly classifying adults as minors and vice versa. It's just not reliable enough for such sensitive decisions.
The core flaw lies in how the technology operates. Rather than assessing biological age, the AI analyzes facial features, skin texture, and visual patterns. It's essentially making a guess based on appearance, not a true measure of age.
That's so problematic because these models struggle with human variability. They perform poorly across diverse ethnic backgrounds, health conditions, and environmental factors. In the context of asylum seekers, who come from widely varied global populations, the risk of algorithmic error is exceptionally high.
Exactly. A single misclassification can strip a child of vital legal safeguards and place them in adult detention, or wrongly expose an adult to vulnerable, age-inappropriate housing and legal delays. The stakes are incredibly high for individuals already in precarious situations.
Despite these documented risks, the Home Office is prioritizing the technology for administrative efficiency and cost reduction. It feels like they're sacrificing human dignity just to cut corners and save money.
Facing a massive asylum backlog, officials view AI age checks as a rapid method to process claims and deter fraudulent applications. However, critics argue this approach sacrifices accuracy and fairness for speed, reflecting a broader governmental trend of deploying AI solutions without fully understanding their limitations.
And the fallout could be devastating. Wrongful classifications could trigger widespread court challenges, which would further overwhelm the immigration system, the very system the technology was meant to streamline. It's a lose-lose scenario.
The legal and ethical implications are severe. Ethically, the plan subjects a vulnerable population to unreliable surveillance without clear appeal mechanisms or remedies for errors. It undermines the fundamental fairness of the process.
It also establishes a dangerous precedent that administrative convenience can override fundamental human rights, eroding trust between authorities and asylum seekers. We have to stand up for people, not just process them.
That is why experts and human rights advocates are urging a complete shift away from unproven biometric AI in this context. We need a solution that respects the individuals involved.
Instead, the Home Office should invest in reliable, human-centered assessment methods. We're talking about trained social workers, medical evaluations, and comprehensive reviews of personal history and documentation. It's about treating people with the care and accuracy they deserve.
While slower and more resource-intensive, these approaches yield far more accurate and equitable outcomes. Accuracy and fairness must take precedence over speed, especially when vulnerable lives are at stake.
If AI is ever considered for sensitive government functions, it must undergo rigorous independent oversight, full transparency regarding error rates, and robust legal pathways for challenging incorrect decisions. We can't leave this to the shadows.
Ultimately, the UK's push to implement flawed age estimation AI serves as a stark warning about the dangers of algorithmic governance. Prioritizing quick technological fixes over verified accuracy and human dignity risks devastating consequences for vulnerable individuals.
I couldn't agree more. The immigration system must center fairness, transparency, and proven human expertise over unvalidated automation. Thank you for diving into this with me. It's a conversation we really need to have.